The town was a little one, worse than a village, and it was inhabited by scarcely any but old people, who died with an infrequency that was really annoying. In the hospital and in the prison fortress, very few coffins were needed. In fact, business was bad. If Yakov Ivanov had been an undertaker in the chief town of the province, he would certainly have had a house of his own, and people would have addressed him as Yakov Matveich. Here in this wretched little town, people simply called him Yakov. His nickname in the street was, for some reason, Bronze, and he lived in a poor way, like a humble peasant, in a little old hut in which there was only one room. And in this room, he and Marfa, the stove, a double bed, the coffins, his bench and all their belongings were crowded together. Yakov made good, solid coffins. For peasants and working people, he made them to fit himself, and this was never unsuccessful, for there were none taller and stronger than he, even in the prison, though he was 70. For gentry and for women, he made them to measure, and used an iron foot rule for the purpose. He was very unwilling to take orders for children's coffins, and made them straight off, without measurements, contemptuously, and when he was paid for the work, he always said,
"I must confess I don't like trumpery jobs."
Apart from his trade, playing the fiddle brought him in a small income. The Jews' orchestra, conducted by Moisey Ilyich Shaks, the tinsmith, who took more than half their receipts for himself, played as a rule at weddings in the town. As Yakov played very well on the fiddle, especially Russian songs, Shaks sometimes invited him to join the orchestra at a fee of half a ruble a day, in addition to tips from the visitors. When Bronze sat in the orchestra first of all, his face became
sample complete. Ready to continue?